Welcome to the Friday, December 9th, 2011 edition of the Science and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording from London, England. Microsoft released its preview of next week's patch Tuesday. We got 14 bulletins coming. Three of them are rated critical. Four of the bulletins affect Microsoft Office, one Internet Explorer, and the rest is affecting Microsoft Windows. So no bulletins this month for anything else but these three products. And OpenDNS came out with a new proposal and some software for encrypted DNS. Now, at first sight, this may sound like DNSSEC, but DNSSEC actually is something different. DNSSEC validates and authenticates DNS. It does not encrypt DNS. The problem OpenDNS tries to solve is that an attacker, just by listening in to the DNS conversations between a client and this client's DNS server, will be able to get quite a bit of intelligence by just listening in to the domain names that a particular client resolves. So OpenDNS went ahead and wrote a client. I believe it's right now only available for OS X. And this client will essentially, lack of a better word, tunnel the DNS connection from the client to OpenDNS's DNS server. So it essentially will protect this last mile. DNSSEC would still be required because OpenDNS's own DNS server, of course, needs to resolve host names, and then the respective DNS server that's used by OpenDNS has to support DNSSEC, or otherwise there would still be DNS poisoning possible along that particular connection. So an interesting proposal. I haven't had a chance yet to download and install the client. If you did it, and if you can share some experiences, please let me know how it works for you. We also do have another possibly compromised certificate authority. This time it is Gemnet, another Dutch certificate authority. It is owned by KPN, which is one of the large Dutch telecommunication companies. In this particular case, there aren't really a lot of official statements yet. They temporarily shut down the website. It appears, according to some reports, that they left the good old tool phpMyAdmin exposed on their website. An attacker who found it and breached it actually then didn't exploit it further, but reported it and also reported that other attackers may have come ahead of him, and so this website may have been compromised a while ago. The breach has now officially been investigated, and I hope we'll hear more details about what exactly happened and if any of the certificate operations were affected by this breach. And then just to follow up on a couple of older stories or stories from earlier in this week, CNET now officially apologized for bundling the Bing toolbar with Nmap. The problems sort of turn out to be that they make it look like you're just downloading Nmap. When you're running the installer that CNET adds to Nmap, it asks you whether or not you want to install the Bing toolbar, and then it installs Nmap. So a lot of users that really just click quickly through the install screens will have the Bing toolbar installed without really knowing. Of course, the entire process of wrapping this installer around Nmap was what sort of caused the initial confusion. What happened to Nmap? Because yes, according to the description, it looks like it's just Nmap, but the hashes didn't match. The Bing toolbar has now been removed from the Nmap installer, and the Nmap download from CNET or download.com is now genuine. However, the same Bing toolbar is still delivered with various other downloads from CNET. And HP is now facing a lawsuit over the bug in its printer firmware. If you remember, there was a news item where researchers showed that HP firmware can be updated without the digital signature being checked on some of the HP printers. Would be interesting if this lawsuit succeeds. It's totally open at this point because really this particular vulnerability applies to a lot of other devices and other software, not just to HP printers. The big deal there was a little bit that the research suggested that the printers could actually be set on fire. That has been disputed, and they haven't actually proved that you could do that. Anyway, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.